Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Here.
Trustee James?
Present.
Trustee Hill?
Yes, I see. But I am only one person.
I am so sorry. Trustee Samuels?
Here.
Was a notice of meeting,
Yes, it was. It was posted.
Monique, we're ready when you are.
Good afternoon, trustees and Mr. Chairman. In response to the request by the university for emergency funding in order to repair the roof and the building envelope of Douglas Hall, the Capital Development Board has agreed to grant the university $4 million, of which the resolution before you is for the approval of the university to receive and administer the CDB grant funds.
And that's the amount that we need to do it?
I'm sorry, could you repeat, please?
And that's the amount that we need to do it?
That is correct.
I move that we approve the resolution.
I second that motion.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Perfect.
We have a second resolution before you, which relates to the fixed cost agreement for electricity and the contract extension to Constellation New Energy.
We've already done that.
Oh, we did that one?
Yeah.
Okay, we'd like to just go through the overview of the facility report for this June 25th. And of course, we have in here certain capital projects there, particularly the emergency roof project, which Ms. Horton has already related to, the new library project, which we're currently engaged in for repairing various finishes and also water infiltration issues. We also have the elevator project, which is currently moved from a September start date to a June start date. We initiated these repairs beginning June 21st, and they're currently ongoing in the Cook Administration Building. We also, of course, Ms. Horton has also related to you the grant funds that we're doing the Douglas Hall renovation roof on and the building envelope. We're also looking at the Williams Science Center, which is not a capital project. It's a project that we're doing in terms of the renovation of our laboratories. In this case, the biology labs in rooms 121 and 122 of the Williams Science Center. That project is ongoing. We are working feverishly to complete this project before our start of our fall date here of August 15th. Everything appears to be in place in terms of the administration of that project now, and we're moving forward with the selection of finishes and when we should be meeting one last time with the architect of record for this project. That meeting is scheduled to take place, I believe that's for next week, and we'll have that resolved. All of our finishes, we've released casework that's very critical to the operation of that facility, and because of the long lead time involved in having taken delivery of that material, we have sought fit to move that item ahead. So we are again moving forward with that. I'd like to also move into the facilities maintenance and look at some of the things there that we're doing there. And of course, we have several things going on in that regard there. Right now, we are finishing up the cottage growth facilities for this aquaponics project. The aquaponics project now has just received its 2 and 3 inch fingerlings, so our fish are arriving, and what we're waiting for is actually an open house date to be settled on, and then we'll present this whole project out. But right now, aquaponics is essentially a finished project. We're just waiting for the public announcement as to when we invite the university and public at large to enjoy this project. I think you'll, sometime in August, I think you'll be very impressed with it. It's been a long project, fraught with a lot of adjustments just to accommodate this thing. But again, quite an impressive project when you see it in actuality, seeing it moving. The garden part of it, which is your basic hydroponic garden, We have students, summer students, that are working on that and preparing those plantings to be put into the hydroponic beds that we have established over in Cottage Grove.
So you got the, so the fish are in?
The fish are in. We have the fish spread out over four tanks, and we separated the three-inch fingerlings from the two-inch fingerlings. And once you take a tour of that, you'll see what we're doing there and what's being reclaimed in terms of the water for growing vegetables. Of course, I think I mentioned the last time at our last meeting here about our clock system. We're still undergoing a procurement of a new master clock system for the campus. We have also looked at the switchgear maintenance, and we've completed all of this maintenance with the exception of the one building, and that building is the Williams Science Building, and only because of the current experiments that go on in that facility and what we have to do to support that building should we have to take the power down and go into cleaning up the switchgear there. Of course...
Can I go back? I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Talk as fast as I do. Can I go back to the elevator project real quick?
Yes, sir.
So I just wanted to make sure I got this right. So it's five, right?
Yeah, the original scope was for the repair of five elevators, rehabilitation of actually five elevators. That's reconstruction from the shafts all the way up to the car itself.
And that was Cook Education.
Cook Education.
VHS, Williams, yes. Harold Washington, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Five. Got it, okay.
And what we're doing there is we have put in a request to accelerate the schedule owing to the fact that the submitted schedule that was accepted by CDB does not comport with what is convenient right. for our operation here. Prevailing upon them to reconsider that, we were able to get a new date established based upon a change order to the contract. That's all been accomplished, and these men are currently working right now. And if you go to Cook Building, you'll see that elevator is definitely being disassembled.
So that came out of the discussions that you had after
yes,
we met
sir.
Last. Okay, so they did move
yes,
on
sir.
That.
Yes. Yeah, well, the accelerated schedule is the one I was just speaking to. We've gone from a 16-week duration down to a 5-week duration, but at a cost of some $28,000 or
additional.
So, yes, which was already monies left within the contract,
right,
so
right.
we didn't bear any burden and extra expense there, not on the university's end.
You said from 16 weeks to?
To 5 weeks.
That's great.
What
is that okay?
When the meeting finished, that we had with you, we contacted
right.
the gentleman, and they agreed.
Got
it. Up.
Is that satisfactory to you?
Very much so. They acted within a week. I mean, they started the work. The work that they were not going to start until August
right.
or September.
That's what they started on.
They started. They started 2 days ago.
That's great.
So like within 48 hours.
Yeah.
They agreed and got the people on site
yeah.
to do the actual work.
Got it. Okay. So now that could be done by fall semester.
Yes. Most of them.
All right. So we won't have to reroute. Got it. Okay. I'm clear. So sorry for the other trustees. The issue was we didn't want the students coming back at the beginning of the semester when these have been down since this past semester. So we won't have to readjust anything. They can just go to where we're going anyway. That's great. Nice work on that, Mike.
Yes, but I would add one caveat to that, is that was only in terms of the Cook Building now.
Right.
So if I've got to go back and try and get an acceleration to education or Washington, then that same cost may be replicated once again in terms of accelerating the shop drawing
right.
procedures as well as initiating the manufacture
yeah.
of the elevator cab.
But a lot of what they have to do that first day is in Cook. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. Thank you. So is that kind of work where they sort of threw you that bone so you really can't go back to the well, or can you continue
well, you
to go
can.
Back
you can
it?
Go back to the well as many times as the project dollars will allow.
I don't know CDB how they work. I don't know. If
yeah,
it's a,
yeah, no, we can
if
go back.
That's
again.
Your one wish in that too.
You know, and once we get this one pretty well underway, then we will, in all likelihood, go back and do that
that's
because
great.
Of the impact
yeah.
of vertical transportation on most. You know, people at the university.
Yeah, well, that's much more optimistic than the last time I was here, so.
Yes, sir.
That's great, nice work on that, thank you.
I'd like to jump, I'm going through this procedure here, but I'm on page 3, and as I just spoke to Campus Clocks, I want to also go into the IT Power Centers and Douglas Hall. I had to procure some time ago the services of 2 engineering firms to assess the viability of using more of the excess capacity that we have on.
Keep talking, Mayor.
More of the excess capacity that we have on campus. We want to try and take a redistribution of our current electrical grid. And by that, I mean that because we sit on 2 separate switches, we have to change over from what we call a 12.5 kV system to a 13.7, which is going to necessitate us shedding load. When we shed the load, I can redirect most of this power to more critical areas, like the Douglas Building, where we really need an uninterrupted power source and a backup system so that none of our IT infrastructure ever has to risk failing, you know. And we can only do that by pulling this whole campus line system apart and essentially starting again. You heard a resolution that was mentioned before with the fixed cost agreement for electricity, and you'll notice that this is really quite a significant savings for us. It's a significant saving for us in a couple of different areas because we were never funded for the maintenance of this facility here. This facility nor the library, the convocation center. So that's done. BAS system, we're in the process of doing that right now. I don't think you'll find anything that's preventing us from moving ahead with modernizing our whole building automation system.
And most of CCOL's operation is in Douglas, right?
Yes, sir.
Which is why you want to focus on that building.
Yes. We are getting ready to do a renovation of our CTA area, and that area sits here on their main entrance at 95th and St. Lawrence. We've reached an agreement there, as council tells me, then that all of the recommended changes that we asked for to be amended to the CTA's original proposal, our comments have been accepted and included in the renovation of that particular area there.
And it's, and summarize that, that's also a change from when we last met. So summarize what those,
okay,
in
we summary, asked for there. What that really means is that where we went in and asked for a modernization of that area, repaving, new curb, new sidewalks, all of these things have been accepted. The extension to the sidewalks that we requested have been accepted. We are asking essentially for an upgrade for the relief station there, which is for CTA operators exclusive use. They've accepted that as well. And in a summary, we have gotten pretty much everything we asked for with the renovation of the CTA area.
And it should be completed by August 16th.
Okay, I was gonna say, is there a time frame?
Yes, same time frame. Yes, okay. Same time frame. July 15th to August 15th.
Just to wrap up the actual facilities report, some things that we're excited about, as far as the students are concerned, operationally we are undergoing cleanup so that we can actually prepare the dorms for both our summer residents, and then there will be a second effort that will prepare them in the August. Also, the JDC area, we have replaced a water treatment system there so that we can actually again be more green and also help our workers so that they will be safer. So we've actually done an upgrade to our water treatment system for the pools as well. The other thing we're excited about that just happened recently is that there is a company, Solar Power, and they have come out, and we will be receiving up to potentially 5 solar panels that they came and looked at both the Cottage Grove facility and the William Science facility. They are putting forward a recommendation that they be housed at the Cottage Grove facility within the expectation that additional solar panels will follow. So we've also done professional development within our department in order to train at no cost to the university some of our workers. And I think if there's no more, I think if there are any questions.
Any questions?
Can you comment on the College of the Douglas Hall and the whole issue of the College of Pharmacy? Is there any progress in terms of being able to do those renovations, which are so critical for the accreditation?
Yes, that is correct. Currently, there is a contract that, since the previous meeting, has gone out for the architects to actually proceed with the 3 laboratories. So what's crucial for the actual March and April visit, they do want to see those laboratories built out. So we have already contracted the architectural firm. The drawings will be completed on the 30th of this month, and then we will proceed into a bid, trying to then complete the construction before the site visit. Of course, additional funding would be necessary after that to continue the accreditation process. Earlier, Glenn Meeks spoke about the unfunded project for Douglas Hall that's to the tune of at least another $9 million that would be needed to finish out the third floor. But we are progressing.
Funding is in place for the playoffs.
There's a budget and an amount that the university is actually putting forward at about $750,000, in addition to $55,000 that would be the architect's cost. And that estimate came from a previous cost estimate that was done. We're hoping to see some better numbers based on the economy.
Sounds good, thanks. That's very positive. Thank you. Any public or employee comments?
There being none, I move to adjourn.
Second.
Trustee Hill.
Yes.
Trustee James.
Yes.
Trustee Rozier.
Yes.
Trustee Samuels.
Easy.